dogs, one of these men is a cop, and by the end, all but one will be dead. Do you want to hear me, Lee?
Yeah, I do.
Do you want to hear me?
Yes, yeah. Very good.
She read my Reservoir Dogs poster.
I heard that.
Words other than the word reservoir. Because
that's all right.
That's a tricky word.
That's a tough one. That's a tough one. Just
that number plus one.
Okay.
In case you needed a mnemonic device.
All right, this guy thinks I need a mnemonic device to remember that we're on episode 678. What does he think he is? Tyler Dryblatt?
Oh, okay. Well, that was a surprise, but you got both of us, so well done, I guess. Well done.
Boom, roasted.
Completely roasted, out of nowhere. I'm over here catching strays. No, I deserve them. Welcome, everybody. We're back in New York with the Ginsbergs. Hey, Ginsbergs.
Hey, we're drinking here.
That's right. So true. We're going to be talking about a bunch of things here as well. But first, let's talk about what you are drinking. Are you doing another mystery exchange? Is that what's happening here?
We fucking should have, but no, we didn't.
Okay. All right.
I was making sure she knew where the bottle opener was, and then she revealed to me that she had opened her beer already, and I am stupid.
Oh, well, Emily, since you've got, if you got that open, what do you got there? Tell me about it.
I think Sam had this like a month ago, but I'm going to be real. I didn't listen to the episode. I have a Giant Jones Brewing Company.
Must have been sick.
Tropical Stout. I mean, maybe it was when I was in the hospital.
It's probably one that was behind the paywall.
You're right, yeah.
And it feels unethical to me to give her codes, like just because she's hitting this, like,
corporations are people too, you know?
No special treatment.
All right.
I believe this beer is 9% ABV. Yep.
So, am I to assume you're going to need some help with that later?
What, just because I'm...
going to fall asleep?
Yeah.
In 40 minutes?
Mm-hmm. Before we're done recording the podcast, yeah.
Oh, I have to put the kids down, don't I?
Oh, no.
Because you'll be staggering around.
You shouldn't be saying it like that.
That's like a nice little summer stout where it's very rich, and also it is light and fruity in a way that is a little weird.
Given that it's a dark beer. I don't remember liking this one.
I did. Yeah. I pulled it up on the spreadsheet and specifically didn't check my rating, and I don't remember my rating because I don't want to influence anything. But yeah, probably.
Okay. Well, I have Cape May Brewing Company's Follow the Gull Hazy IPA, 5.5% ABV. It's, pretty hazy, pretty opaque. Light head, different size bubbles. Yeah, smells like a, you know, guava-y.
And guava. In the pog... Guava is just the weak link there. Like, pineapple and orange are just so great, and guava is, like, so whatever.
Didn't
like,
we discuss this recently, and it's not pineapple, it's passion fruit?
Shit. Probably.
Yeah, I mean, guava is fine, but it's a very middle-of-the-road taste. Kind of like this. This is a little middle-of-the-road to me. I mean, it does have some tropical hints in there. It's not incredibly cloying, but there is a little bit of a slickness at the end, or a muddly slickness that I sometimes kind of associate with these. It's just fine. It's pretty, it feels like a middle of the road hazy IPA. Samuel?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like the beer I'm about to have is kind of made for me just because I feel like people are constantly comparing me to Pedro Pascal. So This is perfect. This is Young Blood Brew Company's Zaddy Water. It's a hazy pale ale dry hopped with crush, anchovy, and Alani. And I have heard of one of those. I'm assuming anchovy is a hop strain, not the fish.
It is. We've had this conversation before too.
That's good.
Okay. All right. That makes the beer significantly less interesting, but
that smells really good. I'm not that into hazies, but oh boy, this smells good. I like don't want to taste it, you know?
Sometimes the nose slaps and then it's just
Not going to meet the expectations I've just formed.
Right.
No, man, that's really good.
I like this a lot. Good.
I'm not a big hazy guy, and I'm also not that big of a Youngblood guy, but this is doing the like tropical pale thing that you want a tropical pale to do, that usually it does, but it doesn't always doze. It's doozing it.
Well, good.
And at 5'2", I just want to like sit on the porch and drink 4 of these at once. Like in a helmet.
Like one of those football helmets, but with 4 of them.
I feel like when we made our totally legitimate fraternity sci-fi, one of our main failures is we never acquired a football helmet and like affixed cup holders to it with straws.
That's true. That really would have
made us feel more legitimate as a fraternity.
That would have been good. That would have been good. Yeah, we.
It's not too late, right? It's not too late.
We probably hazed people more too.
Well, I nicknamed that guy Dick Mouth, so.
Yeah, that was okay, but that was really on your own recognizance.
That was more of a frisbee team thing than a sci-fi thing.
Yeah. But you know, if
also
we
he was slightly annoying, so he had it coming.
Yeah, that unfortunately does describe how we acted all throughout college.
college.
I think we've both matured a great deal.
It's really fucked up that's true. Like this is us at our best.
Honestly,
all downhill from here is what I'm hearing.
I don't know.
Once the dementia hits, oh boy.
I always hoped to be a young widow.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Name the time and place. I'll make it happen.
Oh boy, yeah, young widow with 3 kids. What an enviable position to be in.
Jay Balls will be here in 5 minutes. Be like, what's up, girl? I heard you needed a little help.
Yeah, well, you know, it's expensive to bring up kids, and beer is expensive now, too. Oh, so flawless. RochesterBeacon.com, why your beer costs more now. And there are, as it turns out, a couple different reasons.
Is it all the obvious shit?
Things are more expensive? All of the components are more expensive?
That's one of them. So it is aluminum is way more expensive now. That's true. Hops, depending on what you're getting and where you're getting it, are actually, it says flat to down. But obviously other components are more costly. And they say one of the biggest things is energy. Utility costs have skyrocketed for a lot of countries, especially, you know, I don't know if you guys knew this, but there's some like crazy stuff going down in the Strait of Hormuz. I just learned about this the other day, but it's wacky.
Text me about it later, because I would like to.
Okay.
I like to be informed.
It's pretty quick, so don't worry. Yeah, don't worry about it. Yeah, Hormuz. Okay, speak English, motherfucker. but that's one of the really big ones that it's saying most people are unaware of is just how much utility costs are now pushing up your beer.
I really hadn't thought about like gasoline as the thing. Like obviously you need your energy from somewhere, and oil is one of those places. It just. I don't know why I hadn't connected those dots. Like, obviously,
know,
it's not all, like, solar and hydro, but it doesn't feel like the thing.
I know, yeah. I'm in the same boat. It's like, oh, obviously you need energy to run all of this stuff, and of course energy price is going up. But, yeah, for me too, it's, like, so separated from what I think of as the costs that go into brewing. But,
when that guy tried to scam us into buying solar panels 6 years ago. Maybe we should have let him scam us.
My understanding is that we would still be paying the exact same amount for electricity, but also we would be paying to have solar panels.
Yeah, I don't know. Sounds like a pretty good deal to me.
Sounds like a pretty good scam.
I mean, I'm sure someone will come to our door again. I don't know. You might have yelled at the 12 other companies that were all the same company that called you after that.
No, it was the only time I really unloaded was...
I remember you talking about it.
Did I?
On the show, yeah.
It was the internet company. Which one? TDS? It was when you were sick. You were, like, laid up in bed. The kids were in bed. They showed up at, like, 9.
Oh, yeah. And
I was just screaming at this guy. And then I emailed TDS to be like, I will never use your service, and this is why, and explained it to me. And they did email me back and were like, can you tell us your address so we can figure out who this was so we can tell them not to do that? And I was like, oh, well, I do like that you're doing that, but I am never going to use your service. I can get this guy fired, great. Like, I'll help you get this guy fired.
Sure, sure. I hear you.
Killed?
I hear you big time.
Better. Fired is good.
You also yelled at that guy who bullied me into signing up to have someone come talk about renovating our bathrooms while our child was crying inside.
Yeah, I don't remember that at all, but that sounds like me. I thought you were going to talk about that guy, that time that I yelled at that guy for being bad at delivering our food. And he pretended he couldn't speak English, and I spoke Spanish to him. I spoke such poor Spanish to him that he spoke English to me, and I was like, ha-ha, I knew it!
Gotcha, motherfucker. Now we're both embarrassed. I didn't know there were still, like, door-to-door salesmen these days.
Oh, yeah.
Do they maybe...
It's just because we live in an old-person neighborhood.
Yeah. That's what I was
going to
say.
Maybe they only come
to
certain neighborhoods, but...
That's exactly what I was going to say. Because I don't remember you, like I would feel they would try to hit up, like planned communities or something like that. And I guess you kind of live in one of those a little bit. But it just, yeah, that, like, I never get anybody just walking on by.
Usually, we tell them all to fuck off. But there was the one guy who was like, hey, your driveway and house looks like shit. And I'm starting a power washing company. What if I power wash your house and you paid me for it? And I was like, yeah, probably.
Yeah, that seems fair.
I don't know if I didn't tell you about this. This was like 8 months ago he did this. And he texted me a couple weeks ago and was like, I finally got like a Google store open. If you could leave me a review, that would be rad. And I was like, fuck yeah, dude. 5 stars for real. Because our house looked like shit and then it looked less like shit. which is kind of what you're there for.
That's
it was
the
so
whole
clean,
point.
Briefly, and now times have changed.
Honestly, now I got the dude's number. I should probably get him back here. We could use it again.
Right. Yeah. That's pretty funny. One other thing I want to point out about this article, it says that the thing that most people in the industry are worried about, though, is not the price of packaging or ingredients or energy. But it's that just the people aren't like showing up, you know, like ever since COVID, nobody's going out. Or if they are going out, it's not like with the same fervor or intensity or frequentness as pre-COVID.
Some would say frequency because it's a word.
What's the frequency, Kenneth?
Thank you. I think probably a lot of it is it's not even that like people are too afraid to go out. It's they realized how easy it is to stay in.
Yeah, but
I mean, I think it's also a little bit of just a circular problem where people are like, beer's expensive, I'm not going out, and then they don't go out, and then they're like, well, we have to sell the beer for more because no one's buying the beer.
Right. Well, I don't know. I definitely think, like, since COVID, I've been like, I don't want to fucking be around anybody. I fucking hate people, and then I don't go out and do things. And that's not great. I mean, it is true. I do hate people, but I still probably should be going out and doing things.
Unfortunately, we have, like, a sociological responsibility to make our progeny exist in the world.
Right.
So they don't get too weird. We don't want another Emily on our hands, you know? She probably couldn't hear me, right? Because I put my hand there, so she couldn't hear that?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, I mean, honestly, I think going out and, like, doing more stuff would be good, and I'm, like, I'm part of the problem is what I'm saying. But I've definitely noticed that change in myself. Like, I'm just like, oh, I don't want to see these fucks. Like, I don't want to see any fucks.
But I think...
But I should, like, be seeing fucks.
From the, from like, the invisible hand of capitalism perspective, it's not your fault. They should be incentivizing you
to make
you interested in seeing the fucks. And they're not...
Yeah.
No one is doing that. Like,
that's true.
You know, there's, like, trivia nights and happy hours and stuff, but, like, not enough to, if you weren't already kind of thinking about going out, they're not going to make you go out.
You're right. You're right. And also, the other big thing is, like, obviously, I don't live in a, well, not obviously, you've never been here, but I don't live in a walkable area at all. I would have to drive everywhere. Where I used to live before in, like, California, we could, you know, walk or bike to the bar, and then that makes it a lot easier if you don't have to drive, at least for me.
Yeah, I mean, before we had our wretched brood, every week we were walking to downtown Verona and playing trivia and stumbling home,
right,
and it ruled. Right. And obviously that doesn't make sense anymore.
Right, but I couldn't even, and I don't have a wretched brood. I have no one that relies on me, but I couldn't walk anywhere is what I'm saying.
Well, it's a cat.
I mean, to be clear, we still go to Hop House every week. We just only have one beer and then drive home.
But we're driving.
But I don't want to do that.
And we're there for much less time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't want to do that. Like, obviously I could go out and, like, have a beer, but that fucking sucks. Then I'll just stay home and have a beer. And now we're in the problem that we're in.
And it's cheaper.
Yeah.
And it's easier. Yeah, totally.
Right.
Help me ethically here. Actually, as we speak of Hop House Verona, they've recently put jalapeno poppers on the menu.
Nice.
And we take turns between Emily and I and our two children that speak so far.
Yeah.
We take turns picking what snack we get when we go to Hop House.
Yep.
And I'm like, for my next turn, I want to try the jalapeno poppers.
Yeah.
But my wife and daughters are the three whitest girls ever to live. So I don't think they will be able to handle it, even though it is 45% cream cheese.
Right. Well, that's
apparently
what I was going to say.
There's
a lot
cheddar,
of...
not cream cheese. Does that change your answer at all?
Honestly, that's better.
I fucking love cream cheese. I'm actually weirdly kind of disappointed to hear that. I still want to try them.
But... I'm sorry.
Oh.
I'm certain they come with ranch.
Yeah, totally.
I'm not a cream cheese fan. Those cheddar ones, I would try that in a heartbeat.
The worst
I think
Jew,
you should...
man.
Yeah, I'm honestly terrible. Like, I don't.
What do you put on your bagel? Just like you
I don't
hit it with the butter.
Yeah, honestly, I just hit it with the butter. I don't like lox. You know, I don't like it's.
Well,
it's
lox,
just awful.
So here's the thing about lox, though, is it how it fucking sucks.
Some people are lox fiends. I don't know. But
lox and capers, get that shit out of here. That's like, bro, we're not struggling anymore. We're not in the ghetto no more. We don't gotta do this.
And then every old Jewish man is like, why are my legs so swollen? It's because I'm eating nothing but salt.
You're just like sodium to the gills, and now I have gout. Who's to know? To say.
What's wrong with my? Where's this edema coming from? Couldn't be the gallon of cream cheese I eat every day. Anyway.
So do you also hate cheesecake?
I don't hate it, but it's not my favorite.
Fucking love cheesecake. I haven't had cheesecake in like 3 years. God damn it, I love it.
To what you were saying, though, I think you should get the jalapeno poppers. Emily, it's too late for you. I'm sorry that you don't like the jalapenos. But I feel like your kids, if you get them a little young, you know, maybe they might like the heat, the hot, hot heat.
They used to both be okay with heat, and then they've entered a phase where they cry if there is anything even remotely spicy.
The oldest one used to share Takis with me, like the actual hot Takis.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she just turned a corner one day. But the littlest one, he doesn't speak real words.
Right.
I think I could split the poppers with him while the girls eat, like, tater tots or some bullshit.
Now, do you think, here's a question. Do you think that they actually don't like heat, or they're in like a mental place where they're like, we don't like, if you were like, these jalapeno poppers aren't at all spicy, try one, would they be like, oh, that's good? Or would they actually realize that it's spicing their mouths?
I mean, like, they have taste buds. They can identify spice.
Well, I think he's asking, is it mental or physical? And I think the answer is that it's physical.
Okay.
But let's not maybe dismiss him out of hand.
Fair.
Because
I mean, we have given them things that we didn't think were spicy, and they have complained that they're spicy.
Okay. Because I know, like, I was kind of a picky eater as a kid, and there were some things that, like, I think taste fine, but I got into a groove where I was like, I don't want that. Like, I know it tastes okay, and I don't mind the taste, but I don't fucking want to eat that for whatever weird little child reason. So I guess that's kind of where I was coming from.
What's your like, picky thing? What's your thing that you don't fuck with because you're too picky?
Pickles are the first thing that come to mind. I really
pickles!
Like I hate pickles. I
fucking love pickles, man.
I really don't like a pickle. Like, I remember...
So you would go to a deli and be like, don't give me cream cheese and don't give me a pickle.
Why are you
throwing me out? Why have you grabbed my suspenders and waistband and thrown me out of my face?
I look like a clown. I remember when I drove Lucas up to school in Canada, and we went to like a thing, and there were free sandwiches. I was like, fuck yeah, free sandwiches. And I bit into one, and there were pickles in there, and I literally almost threw up in my mouth. Like, I was like,
that's crazy.
Yeah. And then the taste just lingers around for like hours afterwards. I don't know, man.
Feature, not a bug, bro.
Are you allergic to pickles?
The only thing that I know I'm allergic to is kiwis.
Kiwis.
And I love them. I love them.
Just like, pickle flavor shouldn't hang around for hours.
Hours, dog.
Acidity will hang. My thing that I've been working on for coming up on like 2.5 years now is olives. I hate olives so much.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've like, there's a lot of foods that I've like trained myself out of hating.
Right.
Like, I went from hating to loving mushrooms. I went from hating to being okay with pumpkin, coconut, and chai. Those are all things that I'm like, I would call successes, even though I would never like pick them off a menu. But I've been working olives for so long, and I just can't make myself like them. They're okay on a pizza. Otherwise, they taste too much. They taste too much, and they taste so bad that, like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do with this.
I hear you.
We've all been vulnerable here. What's your most embarrassing picky food take?
Oh, I'm not embarrassed about the things I won't eat. I don't like mushrooms, and part of that is because I'm convinced that every mushroom is going to kill me, and part of it is because they're a bad texture. I also really, really, really don't like the texture of eggplant. I think it's gross.
Yeah, eggplant. Eggplant is one of those that, like, isn't going to make me rich, but I'm never going to pick it.
I accidentally get a surprise eggplant thing when I'm not paying attention to the lunch menu at work, I bite into it. You just mush it 80% of the way without realizing you've bitten into it, because it smushes and then it's just rubber bands.
All I'm saying is, if you're getting eggplant surprises from the guys in the lunchroom, you got to talk to HR about that. That's all I'm saying.
It's like sometimes they'll have like a curry or like a soup that they secretly put eggplant in.
Well, sometimes you just get bored reading the description of foods and. I read 8 ingredients. There's probably nothing yucky in here.
No, I understand this is a sex thing, but the culinary team at our work is the best part of our work.
No, second best. Best is our great health insurance.
Oh, yeah. No, that's fair.
That's fair. That's fair. Sam, what stupid beer hack do you have today?
So usually I read ahead on these, and this time I forgot to.
Nice.
So you're going to experience it as I experience it. This is number 25. You really don't need to blow money on an expensive beer fridge. Spend the savings on beer.
So that storage hack is just don't buy a beer fridge?
It's buy a cheap fridge instead of a beer fridge. Because most of the alcohol beverage fridges are for wine, not beer. You don't care about the temperature specificity and the glass door. You just want a spot to put your cans and make them cold.
Thank you.
You know what? Honestly, that's better than some of the other ones.
That's perhaps the best hack so far. Truly, not that it's really like that a hack, actually... but like, yeah, that's reasonable advice. Like,
yeah, right, exactly. Yes, reasonable advice is what it is. Thank you. Yeah.
And I think that okay. is what our beer fridge is, and I wouldn't get a wine fridge because I do not give a shit about it.
Our beer I fridge don't like was wine. We bought during back to college times because it was like 30% off because it's supposed to go in a smart. Dorm room.
That's smart. Yeah. Okay, well, that was content, I guess. So let's go Bucket. To, yep. If you've got a mini fridge, you need mini bottles to put in there. So let's go to CNN.com. Little bottles are becoming a big business for booze. Who groaned at that? That was the best segue I've ever done. I heard a groan.
Was, you misheard her?
Okay.
That was not, that was,
oh, gotcha.
She just likes small things.
I just love a tiny thing.
I hear
thing.
You. I hear you. Well, the picture. So yep. You should come over here. The first picture here is must be very alluring to you because that can is teeny tiny.
I do want to hold that. It would make my hand feel so big. I could Wait. Take that picture like Andre the Giant.
Is that a
holding a tiny can in my tiny hand?
Is that a canned cocktail or is that just Screwball?
I really hope it's not. Just Screwball.
Because Screwball is just a peanut butter whiskey.
It looks like it's just a peanut butter whiskey.
It can't be a 4-ounce can of whiskey, right?
Why not? Why not?
I mean, I think it might be that, yeah.
I think it is.
All right, take slow slurps, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's just it's a nip, but bigger.
But way bigger.
Not that much bigger.
Six times bigger.
Okay, bigger.
The question is, like, what size nips do you like, I guess?
I don't. Thanks.
Why? Sam has nipples.
Yeah, I'd make him keep his shirt on.
You got me. You fucking got me.
I got nipples 3 sacks. Could you milk me? And her answer, no, I would rather not.
That'd be weird.
Please put those away.
Why do they look like floppy pepperonis, I've been told to ask by Sam.
That's a burn that predates Tyler. That's that's something people said to me in high school, that a floppy
And he made the mistake. Nipples. He made the mistake of being vulnerable to me, and I seized on it.
I still think about people making the mistake of being vulnerable to you. Do you remember what... my friend and your enemy, Squirrel, said his high school nickname was?
No. Uh-oh. What did I do?
No, so he was vulnerable with us.
Oh, Frodo. Frodo, right?
Frodo, right. Because
right, yeah.
Because he had a fro.
Right, right. And he was kind of small. He's kind of small.
He's very small.
Yeah, he's very small.
He's like 5'6" or something.
Yeah, he's pretty small.
And you did that constantly. And... every time you came up in a conversation, he said the same thing to me probably 20 times. He's so funny, but he's a real asshole.
That's okay. That's all right. I'm okay with that. Big mistake. Big mistake, though.
Shouldn't have done that.
This article makes me a little sad. Because it's saying that like these like mini cans are becoming big because consumers are looking to stay with like the brands they like, but they don't have as much money to spend. And it's like, oh, geez, how much shit are we gonna eat? You know, we just keep shoveling shit down our throats, and we're just like, well, this is the new normal. Everything's worse now. I guess that's fine. Just
you
ridiculous.
Say that, but there's an ad here for Absolute Tabasco, and I'm like...
That's not an ad. That's a
not an
part
ad.
Of the article. That's a picture of a mini bottle of Absolute Tabasco.
Yep.
I want it.
Yep. I mean, I do wonder how much of this is that they don't have the money to spend, and how much of it is that people are less willing to throw $30 on a bottle of something that they might hate. And, companies are doing bigger swings. Like, I would not buy a full-size bottle of Absolut Tabasco. I might buy a tiny bottle because I want to try it.
That's a terrible example. You would hate it. I mean, you would hate it.
I know I would hate it.
But sure, like the idea of a flavored vodka, like a passion fruit or whatever, you're like, I don't know, maybe.
This could be good, but I'm not willing to commit to a whole bottle of it.
I can understand that. It does say, though, that they were doing some monitoring of their shopping and that shoppers are moving down a size. Typically. And I don't think that can just be attributed to them all buying, like, smaller sizes of new wacky liquor.
I feel like if you're having to make that decision, instead you should buy the full-size version and just, like, take 2 weeks off and then drink it. Just, like, economies of scale exist for a reason.
Right.
Don't buy a bunch of little bottles. Buy one big bottle, and if that means you need to abstain for a month, abstain for a month. It, like, just you're getting more bang for your buck that way.
I agree. These things don't appeal to me. It just is sad that I think we're all like, well, we'll just make do with less because that's the American dream, right?
Do you think they're an empty handle of Crystal Palace and they're pouring a fifth of Crystal Palace into a handle of Crystal Palace and like putting water in and like Crystal Palace now is only 20% ABV.
Yeah, dude, I wouldn't be surprised.
They should bottle it.
Like
single serve, but like it's a night's worth. Like back when we were bottling Go Fuck Yourself, and it's like,
yeah,
this bottle of beer is four beers. Like this is a night's worth of beers.
Well, you did bottle Avalanche once and almost killed
That's
our friend.
That's true. I bottled Avalanche. Do you know what an Avalanche is?
No.
It's equal parts Kahlua, vodka, and peppermint schnapps.
Oh.
It's like
a mudslide. Right. I got you.
It's so good.
I bet.
There was a while that we were like, every time we hosted a thing, we were dishing out Avalanches. And then because I had the bottles and I had the bottle capper, I just bottled a six pack of Avalanches and
sick bitch.
And Noah, who I think was on the show once 10 years ago, was just like drinking a bottle of Avalanche, just throwing up all over Boris's apartment.
Incredible.
That was before I met you.
That's good. That's for the best.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Was that really before you met me?
I think so.
That's crazy. I think of Avalanches as a you innovation, but time is hard. Time is confusing.
I think it was probably shortly before I met you, but yes. I was not at that party, at the very least.
For the best.
Yeah.
Wild.
Speaking of parties.
Okay.
Is this pocket for drugs? There's like a weird little pocket in the sleeve of this hoodie.
I'm going to sit back and let you guys have a conversation, because I don't want any part of this.
What's this
Maybe.
For?
It's I like don't
a
know.
Little, it's like a little half circle. It's like right by the cuff. And it zips open. And then there's just like this little secret tiny pocket right down
on
this.
Seems like a bad place to hide your drugs.
I mean, you wouldn't guess that there's a pocket there, but
what kind of hoodie is it?
Sam tried to order me a hoodie it was just like a plain solid hoodie from this company that I got Instagram ads for 8 years ago. They tried to order me.
Yeah.
And they sent me this like weird
scarab?
Yeah. Yeah, there's like a bunch of weird quotes and this fun little beetle. And they clearly sent me the wrong item and I don't know what and I have tried Googling it and it looks to be like some kind of like rave culture hoodie. Yeah, I can't wear it in public, but it's so comfy. It has two different, like, the kangaroo pockets. It's got a normal one, and then it's got a smaller one that Velcros inside of it.
Yeah, that's for drugs. Yeah.
Or maybe, like, your binky. Because you're supposed to have right?
Like a whistle or, like, something to grind your teeth on. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's okay. Once you said rave culture, then I was into it. That's those are for your like Molly pills and your whistle and whatever.
What's the druggiest drug you've ever drugged?
Me?
Yeah.
Probably salvia. That shit was crazy.
I didn't know you salviaed.
Oh my god, dude. Yeah. I haven't told this story before? That's crazy.
You probably have, and I just don't really listen to you talk.
I smoked some salvia. It must have been like one of the summers in college, but I was hanging out with Kevin and Matt, and I took a fat bong rip of salvia, and I was just sitting there on Kevin's bed, and I was like, "Oh, this doesn't really feel like much." And then I was like, "Oh, it's happening!" And it felt like my head like shot up into space and then split up into two parts that kept like slapping back into each other and creating like this weird dissonance. But in one half of my head, I was in a world where everything was made of dinosaurs. Like, the sky was, like, a big dinosaur, and, like, you know, like, the ground was, like, a dinosaur, and everything.
I'm thinking maybe you haven't told me about this, because I think probably you would have remembered told me about this.
And then the other half of my mind, I was a pirate ship.
And you like ran a D&D campaign and didn't base it on this experience, and that is crazy.
I don't know how to reconcile what happened. It was a very odd journey. Even the words I'm using now only vaguely captured the experience. But yeah, they were like slapping. So these were both happening at the same time. Like, I was at once in the dinosaur world and a pirate ship and also in space with my head apart. And then when the two pieces of my head would like slap, it would be like weird and dissonant, and I was like trying to hold all the pieces together, and I was like, oh boy, I'm definitely gonna go crazy. But then I realized in pirate ship world that what I thought was the mast was just me holding on to the lighter, and I was like, oh, this is the way out. And then I like followed that thread until I got like sober again, and apparently it had been all of 30 seconds and I had just been sitting like staring blank-eyed at the ceiling the whole time, not moving or saying anything.
Yeah, I guess I'll answer the same prompt. I had some weed one time, and things were way funnier than they actually were. Emily?
They gave me some fancy ibuprofen at the hospital once.
All right, so I'm the winner.
Was this when you were pumping out one of my three progeny?
No, they gave me morphine one of the times.
Cool.
They were not supposed to give me morphine when they did.
Becca had to get some morphine, and it didn't seem to affect her at all. I was really surprised, because you always read about like World War II soldiers just immediately getting addicted to morphine. So I guess that made me have like a weird version of it in my head. But it seems like you aren't addicted to it either, Three Stacks. So that's good.
Yeah, I mean, I think that the problem I had is if your body is trying to eject another human being, it doesn't matter what painkillers they give you; they don't do anything. Your body is just like, hey. It still hurts, though. But
God, I love that I will never know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Took a huge shit the other day, though, and I was like, I get it now.
I need an epidural. Yeah, that salvia was pretty wild. I also ate like an eighth of mushrooms in the desert when I was driving across the country, but it must have been like a bum thing.
When you say you were driving across the country, not while you were driving.
No. We were camping out. This was just like when we were heading out to California, and we were camping out one night, and we had gotten some mushrooms from some like random dude. But I don't know. They must have been like bad mushrooms, because absolutely nothing happened, and that was a huge bummer.
Do you think he scammed you, or just it was a bad batch?
I don't think he scammed us. I could be wrong, but like,
because you could easily go to the store and buy some button mushrooms and like, I don't know, dice them. I don't even know how you do it.
They weren't like that. They weren't. So I'm obviously like not a mycologist, and I'm not even big onto like psychedelic mushrooms. So I don't know. But they looked correct. They were like the like weird and like stringy, you know, like what I've seen of what psilocybin mushrooms are supposed to look like. I mean, he obviously could have been scamming us, but like, also we didn't die, which I feel like is a big thing. Like, these clearly weren't just random mushrooms he picked like in the woods because we're still alive. But it was a bummer that we didn't trip balls at all.
When I think about a magic mushroom experience, I always think about on the TV show Love.
Yeah.
Like the there's a friend of a friend character named Randy who takes shrooms and like is being an asshole. Not like he's an asshole, but just like sometimes when you're high, you're, you know, annoying.
Yeah.
And the main character just slaps in the face and says, "Randy, shut up! You're being an asshole." And Randy's like, "Oh shit!" And like realizes he's being an asshole and calms down. And I like,
yeah.
Like, my biggest I've never done any psychedelics, but my biggest fear is I would be an asshole and I wouldn't have anyone there to tell me to stop being an asshole.
Right, right. I don't know. I think, yeah, you got to choose, like, who you do it with, I guess. What was I going to say? What I always think of is, who was it? Was it Ben Dempsey who took mushrooms and had a really bad trip?
Dempsey? Not even the man's name.
What was his name?
Dempsey.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant. Ben Dempsey. Why did I say Dempsey? I think of Patrick Dempsey.
Patrick Dempsey.
Yeah, Ben Dempsey. Didn't we, like, run into him on a really bad mushroom trip one time? I feel like we did.
I'm going to say probably, but that dude was doing drugs all the time. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we went to like some party and he was there and he's like, "Oh, I'm having a great time. Like, I just took a bunch of mushrooms." And we're like, "Cool, man." And then we like saw him in the dorms later and like four people were like trying to get him like into his room and he was just like,
The thing about Ben Dempsey is he was pre-law and his family is wealthy, so he is probably a successful attorney by now.
Oh, he's doing great. He's doing great, which is too bad. But
he wasn't a bad guy. He was just a dipshit.
No, he wasn't a bad guy. He wasn't a bad guy. No, you're right. It's just what's too bad is how the system is set up so that you can like
right totally
born right. No, he was fine. I'm not hating on Ben Dempsey, but that's always what I think when I think of like somebody tripping on mushrooms is just seeing him be like, "Everything's cool," and then at the end of the night, him just being like,
"Are you Googling this boy?"
I did try Googling him.
Funny.
Nah. Okay. Nah. It seems that he did not become a successful attorney.
At least, I don't know, I got another. Come on to our last article. Woodenwine.com. Korean-style lagers are becoming craft beer's next trend. This just seems like a big lie to me. I feel like every once in a while, one of these magazines just tries to push some bullshit.
This first picture looks really yummy, though.
It does look really good.
I want to eat this thing and drink this shit. It looks so good.
That fried...
It just looks like fried...
fried
I think
duck,
it's just Korean
like
fried chicken.
Fried duck.
Oh, is that duck?
Oh, if you think it's chicken?
I just duck. Know that Korean like fried chicken is a thing, but
it
like...
It looks like AI.
Yeah, it's good AI? As hell.
I don't think so, man.
I don't know.
Or maybe it is, and I'm just...
It does say Getty... No, it says...
Buy it.
It says credit Getty Images. I don't think they use AI. That's still, like, the stuff, right?
I don't think...
Like, that doesn't look like the shape of a food.
So this... Right here, there's, like, this little water spot where... A glass was before. I don't think AI would be smart enough to put that smudge.
Yeah.
That makes me buy it.
But anyway.
Maybe I'm dumb.
I'm sorry.
It's so it's talking about this new Korean-style lagers. First of all, this is the first time hearing of it. And second of all, they describe it as being light, malt-forward, and food-friendly. Okay, so a lager. A light lager.
Like a light beer.
Like a light lager that already exists without you having to call it Korean style.
I feel like every time we have a thing on here that's like, this is the new trend, it's one of two things. Either it's something we learned about 4 months ago that popular culture has just found out about, or it's nothing. And this one definitely isn't the former, so I'm forced to assume it's the latter.
It really seems like nothing. It also talks about how, like, I don't know. See, it's getting all confusing because it's saying it's like Korean style, but it also says that basically it was kind of like created based off of like a Kolsch style ale that people wanted to like make in Korea. I don't know. It just seems very silly. It just doesn't seem like anything. Yeah.
Hopewell has made various European style lagers and Japanese style rice lagers, so it tried a Korean style lager. It just like makes it seem like, yeah, you can make lagers with various nations, and we'll see
right
what people will buy.
Perhaps this is the most damning sentence, in my opinion. Quote, Korea style can refer to ingredients, flavor profile, stories, cultural ties, or any combination of the above.
Whatever will make you buy our really cheap product right. that we're jacking the price right. up on, do it.
Yeah. 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 I don't know. I feel like to be a style, you have to have more strict category rules than that. Stories?
Than like, just like vibes?
Yeah, right. Right. Like, I made this beer next to a guy who once was in Korea, so it's Korean-style lager.
Red Foreman watched me brew this beer, so it's Korean-style right. lager.
Right.
The approach and yeah. profile, we think, is really aligned with how Korean people like to drink and eat.
Did you ask any Korean people?
I think she might be Korean.
Oh, well, that's good. That helps.
Based on previous... things. Samantha Lee talks about her now, parents and family friends gatherings growing up Korean American.
Okay, good.
So
good. So she's just, not canceled.
She's you know, the correct person to explain the vibes, but also
she can't speak for a whole culture.
Brewing and a beer and calling it something based on vibes is
yeah.
sus.
It just seems weird. It just seems weird. Like, I think even if you didn't want to go with flavor profile, I feel like at least having, like, Korean ingredients should be maybe a requirement of a Korean-style beer. I don't know.
You mean, like, the kimchi sour I had last week?
Yeah. Yeah. It's not like, it's not, when people say, like, an American ale, they're not like, it contain anything, including people who've seen fireworks. You know, like, APA is an actual style with flavored definitions, you know?
I mean, I think the differentiator is I can drink a beer that's labeled as an APA and say, yes, this is, or no, this is not an APA. And based on what they're describing here, I guess I'm not allowed to say if it right, is right, or yeah. is not a Korean lager because I don't have enough experience. Like, I don't know. That feels like bullshit.
Yeah. 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 That's a good way of saying that. You're driving towards the point I was trying to make. Thank you, Samuel.
Speaking of places you yeah. want to drive, off a cliff, out of this episode?
Well, I was going to say, I am going to keep an eye out for any Korean-style lagers, and if I see any, I will bring them on the show. It just seems like bullshit.
I will waste money on this product.
Hell yeah, brother. I've wasted money on less. Let's wrap this. Oh no, you know what? We can't wrap this up because we actually had an incredible money-making opportunity dropped in our laps, Samuel.
Oh God.
You sent it to me.
I mostly sent it to you to make you mad. I didn't think we were actually going to talk about it.
I know. I just want to bring it up really quick. Obviously we're not debating it, but somebody sent us a quote unquote sponsorship opportunity. There's some company that's using AI to, I don't know, do some bullshit in the podcast space. And they think we would be great partners. And talk about some stuff that seems like bullshit, you know? Can you just slap AI onto anything these days?
Like, the first sentence is so cute. I checked out Brews Day Tuesday and liked the comedy angle.
Well, don't lie to me.
So that just feels like the most generic way you could have said that sentence.
Right, right. The comedy angle, yeah.
But then the very next sentence is making sure that we know that they're, like, an AI vendor. It's like, oh, okay, cool, 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 cool. Like, I already right. knew you were full of shit, but now I extra to know you're full of shit.
Yeah, yeah. We are obviously not partnering with any sort of AI nonsense, but it was very funny to see.
Enrique Bersani of Sounddeck, you don't exist, so it's okay. I can just call you an asshole. It's fine.
That's probably true.
You're made up.
Probably, yeah, one of these agents, as they call them. Also, who decided that the best thing to call these autonomous AI things were agents, like the bad guys in The Matrix? Come on. Come on.
I don't know. It feels like some edgelord shit.
It just seems bad. Like, bad marketing. I don't know. Let's rate these beers. How were these beers? Were they bad? Were they good? Were they marketed well? I don't know.
Woman, are you Googling Enrique Bersani right now?
No.
Go back to Googling Ben Dempsey, okay?
I had Giant Jones Tropical Stout.
And we're back on track.
I liked this beer. I don't know who this beer's for. Just me, maybe. It's kind of like a pastry stout, but a little less cloying. And I enjoyed drinking it, but it is 9%, and it is very dark. And we are in a heat advisory here in Verona, Wisconsin.
81 feels like 99.
That's as rough. Of, like, 10 o'clock this morning. It got hotter than that.
Then I mowed the goddamn lawn.
You mowed the lawn before that, because you're an old man and you got up at 7.
That's a crazy heat bubble.
Yeah. It's no good.
Hopefully the smoke doesn't come back.
Oh, tell me about it, dog. Oh, that sucked. That sucked so much dong. I had to go out kayaking and all that. I just feel like,
just like huffing
my
and
lungs
puffing.
Are shredded. Oh, yeah, man. It was like a whole pack of cigarettes, you know?
I'm going to give this beer a 7.7. I'm going to recommend it to people who want to drink a pastry stout in the summer. Just want to get schwasty on one beer. Also, you know, if you want to support women in the brew space.
Does it do that as well?
I'm pretty sure Giant Jones is women owned.
Okay.
I'll fact check that, and we'll put it in the show notes if I'm wrong.
Oh boy, give me fucking homework.
I had Cape May Brewing Company's Follow the Gull Hazy India Pale Ale, 5.5% ABV, and I thought this was fine. It was kind of underwhelming. I didn't really find it to be that much of anything. Like, there was some light tropicalness in there. You know, there was definitely some bitterness that you get from hops. There was a little bit of muddly slickness, but, like, altogether, it was kind of just forgettable. I mean, not bad, but just very middle of the road. So I think I'll give it a 5. And I don't know. If you just like love everything hazy, go for it, I guess. Although even then you might not like it because it's not actually very hazy. Samuel.
Man, speaking of things that aren't that hazy, this beer that I enjoyed. this is Youngblood Zaddy Water. And I feel like a lot of hazies rest on their laurels of, we made a hazy IPA. What? You wanted us to make it taste good? Type of a vibe.
Right.
This is not an IPA. It's just a pale ale. And they, like, bothered to make it taste like stuff. I would have rather this be an APA than a hazy pale, just because I find them to be so much cleaner and enjoyable. But what they did do is, like, pack a punch of flavor, which is more important to me. It's like huge fruity notes that didn't go away and also didn't taste fake, which I feel like you get with these sometimes. Is like, I think it is just the hops that are giving the fruit. So like huge success, I think, at what they were trying to do. I would give this a 7, and I would say, if you think hazes can't possibly be tasty, give this one a shot, because I'm a known hazy hater, and I think this is really good.
I would definitely like to get my hands on that, for sure. More than I would like to see a Korean lager. Korean no style, thanks. Excuse me.
Because you're racist.
I wonder, like, during the Korean War, Did we do anything super racist to Korean Americans, or were we over?
Was there
that?
Like a freedom fry situation? Is that what you're saying?
Right.
Or,
right.
Or are we talking about like a Japanese internment camp?
Well, situation? we obviously didn't intern anybody, but like, yeah, was there more like a freedom fries thing?
Is it obvious?
Well, I think I would definitely have heard about it.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay, thank you.
I don't think there was like Korean food here
that's,
at that.
Point. Okay, that's a good point. Yeah, we're talking about the 50s. That's a good point. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well,
if anything, people were being racist against Chinese food because they didn't know the difference between Chinese and Koreans.
Yeah. Good old America. Ginsburgs, thank you for being on, and try to survive that heat dome. That's a really crazy feels like temperature. That's wild.
Thanks, boss.
Yeah. Listener out there, if you want to tell us about your heat dome, hell yeah. Send some pictures.
You want to give me some dome?
Uh-huh. You can do that by emailing us at BrewsDayTuesdayPodcast@gmail.com, commenting on links at BrewsDayTuesday.com, or blue skying us at BrewsDayTuesday. We'll see you next episode. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Here comes a beer. Catch all your tears. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. Here comes a shot. Lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy. Forget about your problems. This one's on me. Fix you for free. Drink the remedy, forget about everything. This one's on me, got what you need. And take your medicine, you feel better, friend.
Dome.
Dome.
That dome to dome, dome, dome.